for tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay. Nobody knows where they went. I'm so off key right? After buzzers. I'm so sorry.
They like when we rap, so it doesn't matter. Cause tonight was a good episode. I really enjoyed myself. It was really cool, cause I can't wait for next week. That's right.
Sometime. Whatever. Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait for next week.
There we go. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? Happy Thursday. Welcome to another.
How you doing?
How you doing? No, I did not give you Wendy Williams'
yeah,
realness.
You did.
So rude. Star session under the bus throwing
yes.
me as always.
It's going to be a fun night, guys. I'm really excited.
Happy Thursday, you guys. It's Grey's Anatomy After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Jason J. Carter in the hot seat. Hi, Star.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, babe?
I'm so glad to be back and chatting with all the fun
yes,
fans.
Yes, all the fun
about
fans.
This episode.
Yes, Julie is on vacation, so we'll see her next week.
Yeah.
And all day today, people, okay, so we're on West Coast time, so East Coast is 3 hours, or
right
3 hours ahead of,
mm-hmm.
So all from 4 o'clock till now, it's been tweet after tweet after
yeah,
tweet.
Yeah, because
tweet.
Everyone was watching the first ever episodes of Grey's Anatomy before
I remember.
It led into the episode
March
that we had tonight.
March 27, 2005, we'll never forget.
Oh my God, was that your birthday or
no,
something?
That's
oh, no,
that's
the premiere. September 27th.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, Star, I forgot it. I'm a really good friend. I remember your birthday.
I knew the number and then it threw me off. So March 27th, that's where you were. You were watching Grey's Anatomy.
Absolutely. And I just remember everything about it. I knew this show was going to be something special. And it was. And that,
Listen,
first of all, when you watch the first episode, the filters they use and how young they look. I mean, 11 years ago.
So young. But what's so funny is back when the first episode happened, I wasn't into the show.
Yeah.
It took me about a year to get into it. And what I did is, in the year mark, everyone was like, the show is so amazing. And I'm like, well, I've been missing it. So I went back, watched the first season.
Like,
and
wow.
I remember, and I just marathoned it and caught up to season two back then. And so I'm just glad that I'm still a fan.
I even bought it on DVD for $9 at Walmart when it came out. Yeah, I still have it. But so, you know, they had to, nostalgia, for the nostalgia. They always have to make it nostalgic and give you.
Yeah, show the love. And how Meredith and them came
right. Right. I mean, the
together.
Girl in the bar. You have to go. But I do think what was really cool about that whole, the first seasons was finding out the mom had, Ellis had Alzheimer's. And just so many different, the backstory was so juicy.
Well, yeah, because it's like character development.
Like,
you know,
beyond, like, on fleek.
We learned about them.
Right.
Like, you know, it was our first time learning about them, and we got to see if we were going to latch on to the show.
Oh, and we latched, girl. Like a lamprey on a shark. We latched.
Or
you
like
that
Sam
one?
Smith. Bam.
Latch.
Now I've got you in my space.
I'm latching. Such a weird song. Like, you're latching on to me.
Yeah,
what are you,
like, why are you latching on to me?
You parasite. Okay, so let's do our Twitter shout-outs.
And I'll do YouTube.
Yay, I want to say what's up to Samin Shaw at Sassy Gay Callie. She's been tweeting me all day. She
Pajama
says,
Ma girl. Oh,
yeah,
what does
she say? She says, JDC Forever, watching it. I tweeted her, I haven't seen it yet. She's like, okay, I'll patiently wait to hear your opinions on tonight. Very, very cool. I'll always, Caitlin at K_Winge, Erica. Erica.
Aww.
That's her name. And yeah, and a bunch of other people we have. Oh, Anilda Rivera at E_Rivera70. She's a new follower. Love
oh,
you.
Oh, what is she saying?
She was, now we have to wait a whole week to see where is Derek, but I think Amelia's words will ring true. Hope not, Grey's Anatomy.
Ooh, Amelia. Ooh, we'll get into all of that and more. On YouTube, we had over 283 comments this week, and I wasn't on the YouTube page, so I'm going to get back on it like I usually do. And
you're
I will.
Slipping, Star Sash.
I know. I'm going to catch up, but I just love that we have Pajama Girl. 123, she's on there. Someone DD, get on here and join the conversation. We have Totally Tari, Adam Shaha, ooh, Star, I think I love you. You watch True Blood. Aww.
Aww.
I have a follower and a fan.
Yay, Star Matters now in the world.
Oh my gosh, I will join this conversation on YouTube, and you guys join it too.
Yes.
We love to talk to you guys. We're always on it and making sure that we're joining the conversation as well. Mm-hmm. And then we're on our Twitter page, which is using the hashtag GraysABTV. And we are always retweeting, tweeting, yeah, favoriting,
we love it, joining the conversation.
Threads go on and on and on. And we absolutely love that you guys are on with us all mm-hmm. day long when
all
it's Gray's Day.
All week long.
But
seriously.
It's Gray's Day and it starts at night because we have people from across the globe who are watching it. So it starts the night before where it's just like,
you wake up and
so
you're like,
fun.
Alicia Harding, you're tweeting me already, girl?
6 a.m.
Kyle White, you're tweeting me already, buddy? Damn! So tonight's episode, I think I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Name of the episode. Something crazy. I don't ever pay attention to, crazy in love. Crazy in love. My bad. Because I could have sworn they were going to bump that Beyonce.
Didn't happen.
Could you imagine?
Fun.
But there's so many versions of that song they could use. Like,
ooh,
the one from Fifty Shades, you know?
Yes, that's my favorite right now.
It was very good. And tonight's show was very well balanced. The patient stories were great.
Yes.
The love.
The patient story with the penis.
Yeah. And also we see poor Owen. I mean,
we got a little bit of everyone tonight.
Absolutely.
That's what I really loved about tonight's episode.
It was very, very well balanced, very well put together. But then I wrote a bunch of notes because there are so many great one-liners, so many great...
Find them. Where are they?
I'm going to start with Amelia and Meredith, how... Amelia comes over back to the house on the hill, and Owen shows up too, and Meredith's like, oh, okay, all right, I got you, ho. Okay, I got you. And then she's at the hospital, and she's like, so what's going on with you and Owen?
Yeah.
Christina told me to look out for him, so that's what I'm doing. So
okay, so let's...
Try to read her. Meredith, how dare you?
Right? Okay, so let's just go back a little
bit.
Nugget of the show. We are seeing how happy Meredith and Derek are with the kids. Like, you know, just so fun doing the morning routine.
Yeah.
Here comes Amelia. Hey, guys. Here comes Owen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, boo, you forgot your phone. Like, you know, like.
All random.
It totally came out of nowhere. And especially when Meredith was like, weren't you wearing that yesterday? And she looked super cute and so thin and so fun in that little legging
outfit.
Her
hair tousled.
I just thought she looked really beautiful
today.
Yeah,
she did.
Tonight's episode.
Well, she's a petite little thing.
She's a little thing.
And Meredith raises an eyebrow like, oh, okay, I get it. I was once that girl.
Well, not even that. She was just like shocked and she couldn't even believe Derek waited all night even though they had their thing all night. You know, didn't tell his wife, right? But there's no
time.
Well,
that's not her business. That's really not Meredith's business.
There's no time to be telling people's business when you're getting your nookie on with your man who you'd only see on weekends.
Nookie with the man only on the weekends.
You know? Like,
I feel like Derek's becoming like the side piece now. It's like, are we married? We might be married anyways, but because he's like, never around.
They're kind of in that like boo status.
Right.
They like kind of took a step back from married being on top of each other to like, I'll see you on the weekend.
Literally on top of each other.
Right?
Yeah. So, and then, you know, fast forward to the hospital where...
I came out of left field when Meredith said that line.
Not left field. It came from, like, the sky. Like, what? Like,
Not that I forgot about Christina, but I was like, oh, yeah. It was just like a oh, yeah moment.
Right.
Of like, oh, yeah, there was Christina. Christina was with Owen. Oh, yeah, she would be, like, watching her man.
But
it just... I totally thought she was going to say something more on the lines of, like, oh, it's so cute.
Right.
Congratulations, sister-in-law.
No.
But I totally forgot.
Here's the thing. And after Brothers, I'm sure you probably think this, too. Christina's like...
So last season.
And so across the pond.
Yeah.
And that's like, I'm looking at, she left Owen. She told Owen, bye dude, peace, deuces, we ain't working out. We split.
And it's your sister-in-law. First of all, if it starts going left, that's when you say, you better, you know, that's when you should have said the Christina line. You know what I mean?
But the relationship
is going fine, and she just found out about it 30 seconds ago. That's not the first thing that comes out of your mouth is, you better watch your back.
Or she's on probation or something.
Yeah,
so it's like poor.
I'm watching the exit out of the room.
Well, it's like poor Amelia. She was cracked out. Boyfriend died. You know, she's gone through a lot, ladies and gentlemen. She's gotten in, you know, last she was Superman for an episode. It's just like,
Girl, catch a break.
You know what? Justice for Amelia. Hashtag justice for Amelia.
Get it trending right now. Oh my god, that's a good one.
I mean, seriously, because poor girl, she's like
I'm on her side.
She's
You love her so much.
I love her so much.
Choking.
I'm choking.
I said
look,
she.
That's okay. She's like the new punching bag of Grey's. That's why her and Owen fit so well together because they're both punching bags.
Right?
But, in more serious news though, the guy comes in bleeding.
Yes.
Just, and I'm like, great. Someone got shot, you know. Ugh. No, it's
and
Peterson.
There's two of them. There's a girl.
Right. And she's just like going through it. I'm like, oh, he got
one
in the bubble.
I feel like you're going to like choke all over the.
Let me up. Yeah. I'll take some of my Jabba.
There you go. Mm. With that said, he comes in.
She's hysterical.
She's bleeding. We're like, what's going on? And she has a bag, like a to-go bag. And she's like, here. And he finally musters up the energy from all the losing of blood to say, my wife cut off my penis.
Yeah.
Like, cray cray. Like,
I feel like the penis is such like, how do you just sever a penis?
Well, he was fully clothed in his chef uniform.
Yeah, because he actually owned that restaurant. He was a restaurant owner.
He's a restaurant owner.
He's very, very popular in Seattle.
And we clearly find out that he's sleeping with his sous chef. Which is someone who helps prepare the food.
Who helps make grits and eggs and whatnot.
They're basically work together side by side. You know?
She had a thing for him.
They had a thing together. And
right.
Just to say, if he had his clothes on, I'm gonna go there. She must have tricked him, the wife, and been like, baby.
Let's go.
And
do
then
it.
Put her hands on his pants, but had a knife behind the other back, and then whoom, right?
Probably. Or I don't know. There's
I'm
a lot of
I'm thinking way too into it, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah, I mean, because, like, the penis is, like, full of tendons, so you can't just cut it off. Yeah, it takes.
She had to do, like, a whole, like, cock
like
back
with
of
a cleaver.
Arm,
with a cleaver.
Bunch. Oh, or with a cleaver.
A cleaver.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not like you can just like just cut it off. You have to like.
Our viewers gonna be like, "What are they talking about?"
Listen, it happened. If it was on Grey's, we can talk about it.
Exactly.
But so yeah, and then you know, blood everywhere, and then so you have April, who's a trauma surgeon. Having your penis cut off is a trauma, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
Star.
And then you have Christian, cute little redhead April, trying to help you out. I would be like, ah, what's gonna happen?
But she's come for a circle. She's come for a circle. I mean, the penis is nothing now. She's like, you know, Jesus, God, you know, let me help this penis.
Let me help this penis.
Hallelujah.
God.
So, you know, she's like, listen, we need to call the best urologist in the country, which is Catherine Avery, of course.
Because there was something going on with the way it was cut and the urethra. And
exactly.
it needed to be like,
and her technique
exactly
could reattach it.
Catherine's technique was on
point. The Avery penis reattachment technique. So, but the chief isn't having it. And I'm sorry, but did I miss something after Buzzers and Star? Did I miss something? Why are the chief and... I thought the chief and Catherine were like, you know, good.
There was a moment, and I know our fans... This is another moment, guys. What really happened the last time that they were together?
Hashtag, what happened with Chief and Catherine?
Because I thought that they were flirting a little bit the last
time.
I
thought they were good.
They came around to each other, and they were just kind of acquaintances. I missed something.
And
it was
too.
It was like, what, 5 episodes ago? Forgive us.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, why are they fighting?
Right.
They, off the bat, it was like, here she comes off the elevator or off the helicopter. I don't know when they met in the hospital, but when they bumped into each other, it was kind of like, it's you again.
Like, really?
And then it was just really interesting.
Right.
I don't know.
Right, absolutely.
So, we never really found out what they were fighting
Maybe
about.
Maybe we will, but do we care? No. I don't know. I'm sorry. I think the chief and Catherine, it turned out, you know what it started to sound like? A Viagra commercial.
Uh-uh.
When he was like, you know, you men and your man, and she was like, you men and your manhood. And then I felt like thinking like, hey, you know, if you have an erection for more than 4 hours, seek medical attention, chief. You know, like, it was just so stupid.
But
so,
I liked them together.
I did
she
too.
Got off the airplane. She, you know, she had her
natural
look.
Hair. Natural hair.
There was no weave or wig flowing with that helicopter. I'm sure that was strategically thought about.
She's like, listen, I'm going on that trail.
No, yeah, that's her new look. I like it.
She's not, no more romantic hair for her.
That's fine. Anyways, long story short, she gets into the surgery with the penis chopped guy. Hashtag save the penis. And she got to work with, what's her name?
Edwards. Yes.
And Edwards, this whole episode was trying to figure out her
specialty.
It brought me back to when Meredith and them were looking for their specialty. But I just remember the upper staff Bailey and them fighting for who's going to be on whose staff. Like, who's general. We're not getting that much with these interns. Right. Or no, they're not interns anymore. But with this crew of people. But it was kind of cute that she was looking to find her specialty.
They had to throw in a very,
realistic.
Right. Okay, first of all, Erica Alexander made a... So, I don't know if you guys are too young, but...
We'll go there. Okay, fine.
Do you want me to go there?
No, not yet.
Okay. Star says I'll go there. Continue.
We are talking about Edward's finding her specialty.
Edward finding specialty.
There was a moment with her and Chief was basically laying it on the line, like, you'll know when you know.
Right.
Like, there'll be that moment when you know which specialty you should be in. She had this great day where... Catherine came in and was complimenting her.
Called her above average, which is like, and she says, you know, that's like the pinnacle, the zenith of a compliment you're ever going to get from me.
And shoot, she's like the top, she's the name of the hospital.
Right.
Like, you know, it's pretty awesome to get that compliment.
Right.
And Edwards was on a high from it. She did a great job. She did her sutras, all that fun
sutras,
stuff.
Sutras? You mean sutures?
Sutures.
You said sutras.
I like it.
Okay,
the
cool.
Karma
Go.
Sutra.
So stupid.
Hashtag Karma Sutra. With that said, she ended up not going with that as a specialty, which was pretty interesting.
Well, Catherine also said that, you know, this field is you know, has like 50% women that do it. So, I mean, for her to be an outstanding, an amazing urologist would always speak volumes to her, and she could be a trailblazer. And I thought that too, because I've always been like, why is Catherine? Okay, first of all, a woman. We have to put, let's
handling
just put it out there. Yeah, like daily. Or like, why does a man become a urologist? Or it's just like, it's such a.
Someone's gotta do it.
Right, but it's like such a, like, okay, like, you go to a medical school thing, today I wanna focus on the male anatomy.
No, it was that moment where you know it, you know it.
You're like, I wanna handle penises all day.
No.
Or male sexual health.
Maybe people go into that, but no. I just feel like they found their calling, or that was the only thing left to do.
They're like, listen, fine.
Yeah, well, you'll finally get a job in that, because not many people want to do it.
Oh, Kay Christine at Kay Dallas 91 says, she feels that Mare was projecting her feelings about Derek cheating onto Owilia. That's how she feels about Derek. Ooh, good one.
I saw that.
Good
people
one.
Are laughing
good
about
one.
The sutra.
Also,
Dynamite Jack.
Brianna Gurley at Bria Page Gurley says, it's been forever since I've gone to watch Grey's ABC AfterBuzz TV. Thank you so much for watching. Hashtag Grey's ABTV. We love you too. I feel like having Catherine, they have to give Chief something to do, because he's, again, just he's like,
around giving wisdom.
He's like the homeowners association. They just show up out of nowhere and you're like, what are you doing here? Like, don't you have, you should be like concrete somewhere, or like,
oh my goodness,
like charging someone else homeowner dues.
Owning.
We hate you.
Yeah.
But the Chief just shows up magically, so they have to give him a purpose. Catherine was his purpose for this episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will say, hold on, real quick, I will say that this last Friday, I was at El Torito Grill at the Sherman Oaks Galleria, and I saw Camilla Luddington, who plays Joe, eating guacamole.
Yum.
She had her hair pulled back in a really nice ponytail, and her red lipstick was on point. And we made eye contact. I looked at her and looked away, because I just left the gym, so I was feeling all buff and sexy.
OMG.
I know, but yeah, she's really, really pretty. So, hi,
yay.
Camilla. Hope you can come on our show one of these days. We love your character. We love you. Yeah, we love that you're British. Awesome.
Awesome.
So, the other patient story.
Okay, so let's talk about who the guest celebrity...
Old school throwback Thursday.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday. So
TBT.
If you are a 90s kid, oh no, if you're an 80s kid going into the 90s, you remember a show on Fox called Living Single?
Yes.
With Maxine. Well, Erica Alexander was on that show. She made an appearance tonight on Grace. I love how Grace just pulls him from like...
From the left.
From
the back.
From the back left, and then again.
Second generations ago. With that said, she looked great.
Amazing.
And they even did the side ponytail, which I felt like it like younged her down.
Right. Well,
also,
you know, black don't crack.
Yeah, she looked like... She could have been like a 20-year-old mom.
Right. I'm a young mom. I'm a cool mom.
I'm a cool mom. So this was another patient story.
Yeah,
she was the mother of a teenager.
Phenom.
Who was a phenomenal...
Golf.
Okay. are we doing this?
Yes.
Say what I want to say before.
Absolutely. I love you, Star. We're so
Work
like,
husband.
You know, yeah.
Bam.
Boom. But, and the story was good because, you know, I've had spinal surgery before, so
right?
I understand, I know, and I was a dancer, so I understand, well, the... how impactful it is on an athlete.
Well, and just she, that x-ray alone right. was terrifying. Yeah. How was she, you know, working through that pain? So, I mean, you had back surgery. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about, like, going through the recovery or knowing what's going to happen, how your body's going to react differently when you're going into the surgery.
Well, you know, it depends on the surgery, because I had a herniated disc at the L5-S1. That's the bottom. So right. that will impinge your sciatic nerve, which will cause nerve damage, numbness. Yeah, it's really bad. So after a while, your brain gets used to it. But when you have the surgery is a trauma in itself, right?
Right, of course.
So when you have the surgery, healing is the longest part, and it takes a long time to heal from that, especially if you're athletic. So you're not used, active people go into a depression or they feel like they're not themselves because you're used to being able to work out, lift, dance, you know.
Tie your shoes. Simple things too.
Absolutely. And so when you're healing, you can't even bend over. You have someone else to help you into the shower. It's a lot. And when you base your life around an event that you have to be physical for and you can't do that anymore, it's like losing a piece of yourself.
Well, it's also the thing of going into surgery and then, you know, it's, I don't know if there was a 50-50 chance that this could work, but they went in hoping that she could do her golf swing.
Right.
With that said, she came out and she couldn't. How terrifying is that? Especially for a 14-year-old. And I know this. My love was dance. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and it still is my first love. If I couldn't dance, I don't know what I would do.
Well, as you saw, Amelia and Callie were arguing. And I'm always impressed at how neuro and orthopedic surgery kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Because the spine is all, it's all nerves, neurology, it's all the same.
People think that
neurosurgeons just deal with the brain, but they also deal with the motor skills, the spinal cord, spine in general. So, it was, you know, they were going back and forth over which course of action do we take?
Right.
Do we go this way? Do we go that way? And I love seeing that they're so passionate because their egos came into the mix, but only because they wanted to do the best work for their patient.
Right. But it was also that Callie wanted to do the best work for the patient, but didn't care about the long term, her being able to do what she loved.
Right.
But then on the other side, Amelia was main focus was to do a surgery that'll help her get back on her feet and be able to do what she loved. In the end, she was unsuccessful, which was really interesting because I didn't see that turn happening.
And they didn't set it up though, because you saw the argument. You saw her tell you. You saw the argument, and then the surgery happened. Then the show went to someplace else, and then you came back, and all of a sudden she's like, "Oh,
it's not going to work. She's not going to be able to do."
So
her
you didn't
golf
get a, you,
swing.
You didn't get a proper development, and then you had the mom telling, "You know, I'm a horrible mother because I hired these two crappy doctors that now took away my daughter's future." But you also see the positive where Callie talks to her. And Callie always gives such sage advice and such, like, she always comes from a place of, I've been there before too.
Right.
You know, Callie was almost brain dead, you know, in season 4 with the accident.
Yep.
So, I mean, season 5. So, she says, you know, you'll find what you love. And when you do, you'll know that this isn't it for you. You're probably amazing at a whole lot of things. And when I had back surgery and my doctor said I could dance, but I will never be at what I was before, it was a lot to take in, but it also opened up other doors for me to explore other things that now, like hosting, now that I love. And so you said the shock at first is there, but once you let it marinate and start you move on.
But I feel like it's also even worse. Yes, of course you move on, but it's also being limited on what you could be able to do versus not being able to do it at all is what they were felt like they were presenting to this little girl.
Absolutely.
Is way different, I would have to say.
At
I just
14.
Feel like at 14, at 35, at any age, I feel like mentally you will always think about it. Even though you're going to do something else that you love / like, it'll never be number one.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I don't know. It was a really interesting storyline. It had really great depth in it. Mm-hmm. And
surface.
Yeah, and everyone can pull from it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I really thought it was a great story. And her beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
You know, I just think she was a beautiful actress.
Grace has been casting pretty well in this season. So that was great. And then we also, but, you know, after with the outcome of that, we see Amelia really, she circles back around into that whole self-deprecation. I know I'm not good enough. I'm just trying to get my life back together.
Yeah,
which I identify with.
It was a moment when
there was more than a moment
when the girls were trying to figure out what line of surgery they were going to do for this patient.
Sure.
And that is when Owen stepped in and wanted to be the mediator.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew right then and there, like,
Right.
And then he picked her side. I'm like, is that favoritism or is it the right choice?
Right.
And that's what Amelia wanted to know. And he never really answered that, but she kind of also never gave him a chance to answer.
Exactly.
What do you think it was? Do you think it was favoritism or the right choice? Or what he thought was the right choice.
Owen has been bad at that. Excuse me.
And I want to hear what you guys have to say on Grey's ABTV using the hashtag.
Yes.
We want to know right now.
Owen has, if you reference previous episodes, Owen's kind of always tried to be the sounding board. He's always trying to be the voice of reason. It doesn't really work well for him. I think he should just zip it. But I do think that he was coming from a place of 50-50. This is the problem.
You're saying he's never the good voice of reason?
No, never, never. Because he can't even get his own life together. Owen is the fledgling... I'm sorry, guys. Owen is the fledgling character of the season. His character is so, like...
It's turning into the other chiefs.
Right.
You know? It's turning into just, like, running around doing a bunch of nothing.
Okay. It's Owen. He's cute. But,
He's made some tough decisions this season. And I feel like some of them have been sound. So, we can't just throw it all away.
Yeah. But I feel like tonight, though, he might have been 50-50. Favoritism and him also being... trying to be level-headed about it. But
in the end,
Amelia read him the house down. She read him for Phil, saying, like, you know, you're an idiot. You ruined this. It's your fault. We should never commit.
She made great points.
She did.
And I feel like where she was coming from was, when the moment he chimed in on the conversation, that was the first thing I thought. Is this genuine or is this favoritism?
Right.
And with that said, I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. The 50-50, I agree. 100%.
You know?
Full on. And then, I also appreciate Amelia checking Meredith and being like, listen, even though Amelia said...
She was a little too emotional about
but
it.
But Meredith came from the left, too. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
she,
true.
You get what you give, you know? So...
But let's just say, the speech she gave to Meredith was basically like, it's none of your business. Mm-hmm. You haven't walked in my shoes. The moment you do, you can. And... with that said, she kind of has walked in her shoes. She's seen so much death.
Yes,
at that point in time, some people, I think Meredith was smart enough to know that the way she's coming at me, extra emotional, is not really about me. It's about something else.
Her.
And I feel like that was that moment. And Meredith was smart enough to be like, let me just, sometimes you just need to listen and take it. And then that person can marinate on it and you can go from there on another note. Because that's why Meredith was just like,
okay. All right. She's like, okay.
Whatever, girl.
She's like, keep it moving.
Keep it moving,
sister. Yeah. But listen, Amelia, this season, Amelia, something has to, either a happy ending has to come for Amelia, something has to be.
She'll be pregnant in like a couple episodes. They'll get married in the season finale and then they'll live happily ever after.
Yeah. And you know,
or not,
and also
just a thought,
you know. But you know who's not living happy ever after is Maggie.
Ew.
Poor Maggie.
Aww,
Maggie.
Oh,
Maggie. But I do, you know. I felt tonight when Alex was giving her that pep talk because you know Maggie went on a date with Ethan, didn't work out, or something just wasn't. They didn't gel well. Oh, you think we don't gel well? They don't gel. They didn't gel. And so she felt, you know, he tried to talk to him. He walked away, and Alex gave her this really cool pep talk. And I thought it'd be nice if Maggie and Alex were together. I feel like they would be a great couple.
I know.
It was kind of...
they were leaned in together.
Yeah.
And it was just like, where's Joe? But no, I don't see him with her.
And he's like, your lisp is so cute. It's
so sexy.
I
think he was exaggerating. I think it was like a nice gesture where... not exaggerating, but like a nice gesture where maybe you don't mean everything you say,
right,
but you're just giving someone advice to make them feel better.
Yeah, well, she was worried that her vagina was going to dry up and turn to dust and blow in the wind.
What?
The Oasis had... That's quote in quote. That's what she said.
Yeah.
She was like, my Oasis has dried up. It's like Interstellar.
Oh, my
goodness. There's no more water on Earth. It's just...
Ew! Don't do that to our listeners' ears.
I'm sorry, you
Gross.
Guys, but that's just the thought I had.
So, Maggie. I just really thought that moment was really cute between Karev and Maggie, and
it
Maggie
was.
Honestly
was.
Really, really, really stepped up her game. She figured it out. She talks too much.
She talks too much.
You
just gotta listen.
What's her saying? She brought her A game. What is it?
The thunder. And he's like, girl, next time I'm going to bring the thunder. I was like, whoa, thunder
down under.
Black thunder. Yeah, good for her. Maybe he will, you know, make the waters flow again. Who knows?
Or maybe they'll just have a balanced conversation at dinner.
I mean, listen,
and
who has conversations anymore?
Right? No,
jump off with Grinder, Growler, Scrawler, eHarmony,
so
Tinder Swipe Left.
And like, I know he's been on something when he was younger. Like, I think it's a really cute couple. And...
yeah.
the drama will come from that too, because we need some more drama. We begged for relationships, we got it. You know, yeah. We usually get what we want. I like that.
I'm glad that these final episodes of this season are. I feel like now here's where it starts to like, oh snap! The storm is coming. But you know, from next week's preview. Where is Derek? Again? Did anyone know where Derek was a couple weeks ago when he wasn't answering the phone? You know, like, really? But listen, Derek, something bad needs to happen to Derek now.
We talked about death, that Derek might die off the show. That's still up there. There could be some cheating. No? You don't think there's more cheating?
I think it's like he's missing now.
Like a plane crash?
No, this isn't a plane crash.
Or his Uber.
His Lyft.
Raped him?
Or yeah, like kidnapped him. The president sent the Secret Service to pick him up or something.
Ooh.
Like very Scandal. Yeah. You know? Who knows?
Many possibilities.
But you know, with that, let's move to predictions.
Let's do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Prediction. See, we had our own sound effects up in here. Go ahead, Star Sesh.
So for predictions, let's just say that I think Derek is still cheating. Because we never really talked about it. It was a whack ordeal to think that he was, you know, like, I don't know, the flashbacks. Remember we were going back and forth?
They breezed over it. Right.
So I'm going to go back to the fact that he's still cheating.
Ooh.
No?
Ooh.
I know.
Hey, listen, I can support that.
I feel like the theme of where is Derek, the hashtag that we're going to be using next week, I feel like it's going to be a fun theme to go through next week. Because she's going to be, do I need to put out a missing persons report?
An APB?
You know, like, do I need to get all crazy? Bailey's like, you're allowed to be scared. You know, like, at 5 o'clock.
You're allowed to be scared.
Yeah, like, cray.
I'd be scared, though. If Munchkin was missing, like, when I text him and I don't hear from him for, like, at least an hour, I get worried, like, something happened.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, when you love someone, you're always worried about them, and
it's not even that. It's the fact of the White House calling you, like, oh, he never showed up to his meeting, and you know that he's a prompt person.
Right.
And then your mind can just spin from there and just go from, you know, in a million places, like, where is my husband, you know? But
Who knows? I don't know.
Do you think he's cheating or just missing?
I don't think that... I would love for him to be... in the hole somewhere, someone kidnapped. Something like that would be great. I'm like, him dying would not be so good, but him being kidnapped would be fantastic.
Who would kidnap him?
I mean, with that hair, I would steal his hair. Locks of love. But yeah, I predict that something's gonna... I predict, like I'm Nostradamus. I predict, Miss Cleo.
Yeah, you're not crazy.
But I think that, you know, there's trouble in paradise now. Literally, quite literally, there's trouble in paradise.
Before we go,
yeah,
let's talk about some of these tweets that I'm getting right now. They're so fun. We have KDallas99. She says that Meredith was projecting her feelings about Derek cheating onto Awilia. That's how she feels about Derek. I feel like that's kind of true, too.
I agree.
You know, some of these people are just like so smart. And then we have Tala Batar, who is saying, I swear if Shonda Rhimes does what I think she's going to do, I will not be able to come back from it. What does that mean?
Wow. Whoa. That's like, if she's going to do what I think she's going to do, major. Major.
So we have TSG Podcast is saying that hashtag Grey's ABT TV should start a drinking game. Every time we said penis in the episode, people should have drank. That would have been a fun game to start at the beginning of the episode, because now people have to rewind and start drinking.
I
would have
been drunk.
That would have been so much.
I'd have been drunk. I'm a lightweight, so penis. I'm drunk.
Oh my goodness. But we have Savannah with a lot of numbers, who is saying this episode felt like everything was everywhere. Like, felt not really put together. I don't know. I disagree with
that. Yeah, me too. I think it was one of the more put-together episodes. I mean...
Well, we got to see a little bit of everybody. Joe was, you know, was in the episode making fun of Edwards. You know, like, I feel like there was a little bit of everyone. Even Bailey's husband was in it more than Bailey.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I felt like it was...
And the music. We saw Smile Time by Mikiko, which was a great song. Which was a great song to put in a really weird place at the end of the show when they're talking about... I don't know. I feel like people always argue with me at this online and on YouTube, but the music.
Who doesn't love to argue with you?
I know, it's so much fun. The music is what makes is what really set Grey's apart from any of the shows, because the way it was just there was this synergy, this relationship, this perfect like partnership of music and then the scene and the writing and the characters that just made it all come together like this one yummy and delicious, you know, dish. And now I feel like the music is taking a back seat. Like
we've been saying this for weeks,
and tonight,
I agree with you because it's no fun when it's the last two songs of the episode, which is their formula, which is what they've been doing for seasons on seasons. Right. But I don't know. I just want more since music is like a part of my life. Right. I just want more to help tell the story. I have two more predictions from our fans that I have to say.
Go for it.
Drama Math 104 says that Amelia will die of a drug overdose at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Interesting. And then A Drop of Magic says that I think Derek's girl thing, whatever she is, went cray-cray and tried to kill him slash kidnap him.
Whoa. That would be bomb.
That's kind of what you wanted.
That'd be on fleek. On fleek.
Right? Okay. All right. So I think Lizzie, or At Drop of Magic, won the prediction of the week.
Yes. Prediction of the week goes out to her. All right, you guys. Well, Star. Great episode. Yeah, let's go. 1
to
10.
It was good. I was,
seven?
Seven? I was going to say, or eight, so we'll go with the 7.5.
Boom. Punch it in.
Boom. What do you think?
A 7.5 all the way.
Awesome.
There we go. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. We appreciate each and every single one of you. Happy Thursday. Have a great week. Until next time, I am Jason J. Carter. You can find me on Twitter at JDC Forever and also on Instagram at Jason Carter Official.
Will Julie be back next week?
Julie will be back next week.
Okay. I believe so, too. And I'm Star Session. You can find me on all things social media at Star Session. And we'll see you guys next week using the hashtag GraysABTV.
Yes.
We will keep in touch with you all week long, and we'll see you on YouTube.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Yeah, buzz you later. Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.